Hey, Pete, could you just talk about your relationship with Mike Holmgren, where you guys go back, how well you know each other?
Well, we're both San Francisco guys, you know, and so we have a little bit of connection way back when. But we've never worked together, but I've known Mike for a long time just because Bay Area guys. Also, you know, just the Trojan connection that he went to SC, you know, and then just followed Mike throughout the San Francisco days and all the way throughout. You know, he's had a great career, a fun career to follow, and you know, I feel like I know him, you know, just because we've been doing the same thing for so long and we've run into each other so many times.
And, Pete, if I could follow, how large is his legacy still loom there?
Well, he was a big deal here, and I mean, he'll always be part of the Seahawks history. And people loved him, and he had great teams, and he put this place on the map, you know. So he's the most significant guy, you know, that ever factored in as far as he took him. And I know there'll be some guys gripe about that with Chuck, but he did a tremendous amount of stuff here, and will always be remembered for it.
Talk about making over a team. I think they said there was only 8 guys left from his team in 2008. And I know, of course, the last 2 years were you. So talking about just making over a team like you are.
Well, we just went at it, you know, John Schneider and myself and our staffs just went at it trying to make this team as competitive as we could from day one. So everything we've done has always been with that thought in mind, and we've made a lot of changes. We made a lot of changes last year that we've, you know, nowhere near that kind of tempo of transition here. This time around, we're happy with these guys, and we're building now, and hopefully we can, you know, put together a team that we love and can do some good stuff with. But had nothing to do with what had gone on in the past. It was just moving ahead and trying to make it as competitive as possible.
Hey, Coach, can you give us an update on your quarterback situation?
Sure. Charlie Whitehurst is taking all the snaps with the first group and getting ready to play. Tavares is on the mend, and he's going to take some. He's going to do some work today on the field. We'll find out where he is, and we're going to be slow, give him every day possible to get full control and strength in his shoulder. But he can throw the football, so we'll see how much in the coming days. I can't tell you any more than that right now. But Charlie, we need to get Charlie ready so he takes all the turns.
Hey, Coach, could you give us your impressions of Colt McCoy?
Yeah, I think he's an incredible football player. You can see it in, you know, I know his history through high school and college and all the winning and the championships, and you can see why. He's a great football player. He gets the game. He makes great decisions. He takes care of the ball. He makes things happen. He can create when you need to, and he does some really, really exciting things on the field that always gives you a chance to win, and just like he did again last week. Here he is. He's bringing them back to tie the game up at the end against the Raiders when you thought they wouldn't have a chance, I have great respect for his plan and also the way they fitted it together so that they can utilize his mobility and all of the cool things that he can do.
Hey, Coach, can you explain the success the offense has had running the no huddle?
Well, we're just kind of getting started. You know, we have up-tempoed some, and we'll continue to spot it in there and see how it works. And we like the way our guys have responded and played in that mode. But we're just, you know, young at it and just trying to figure it out.
How's Earl Thomas playing, and what does he do best?
Earl's playing really well. He's grown tremendously from his first-year experiences. You know, he's really had the sophomore jump, you know, going from one to the next, and he can do everything. He runs like the wind. He's tough. He can make plays on the football. He's a playmaker. You know, he contributes in special teams whenever we give him a chance. He can do everything. And so I think Earl, because of his great speed and his aggressiveness, gives him a chance to be a really good football player for a long time. And he's just getting started.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate taking time out of your day for us.
All right, guys. See ya. Thank you.